Ragamananda has told, but Abhya evam Kuran dosan mayadhisthana swakan dharman santajaja sarvan ma bhajit satsavustama. And then he told Sarvadharman, two slokas. What I have ordered in the Shastra, Vedas, they prepare. And what I have one not to do, Guran dosa. Oh, you should give up all this. He has told that you should do yajna, Raisya yajna, Aswamedha yajna, daily yajna, all these things. And also he has told so many things. So you should give up all these things. And what do? Oh, do my bhajan. First thing. And second, sadhusarman patyajya. All varnasam dharma and all other deities, upasana, everything. Demi goddesses, aradhana, worshipping and all other things. Give up. And mam ekam saranam braja. What is the purpose of mam saranam braja? Not saranagati. If you are worshipping Radha and Krishna, no? Oh, he should be pleased. That, oh, I should have a very beautiful wife or beautiful husband. Is it bhakti? And is it worship? No. So here, mam ekam saranam braja, for what? That I will give up all your sinful activities. This here is not just negative. That the door of bhakti, not here. And also, sarvadharman sabdajyam amekam saranam braja. Why? Because Arjuna was fearing that if I will kill all Bhishma Pitama, Dronacharya, all my brothers, Duryodhana and hundred and so many, then what will be? Krishna is telling that you should fight and kill all. So Arjuna is thinking, if I am going to do so, then what will be? Oh, so much power. And that is why Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he became king, he also was perplexed. What to do? I killed all both sides of Akshara Akshani Sanya Abhi and Jirutpa. So he wanted to give up and go to Himalaya. But Krishna warned him. Also Arjuna, he told that you should fight and kill all. I have killed them. Nimitta Matra Bhavasa. And for this he saw his Vishwa in Sarasam. Then Arjuna began to fall. But here, what I told, in Vedas and all Shastra, and in Gita, oh, you should give up all varnasam dharma. And also the worship of daily cause, all these things. Also, anything else he actually wish to give up and wish to try to do bhajan. Mahaprabhu told what? Yo bhajan. It was bhajan. Because here there is what he told, mom, my dear sir, you know, aham mameti. This. So Gita, what you are doing and giving up also in bodily so this is not actually regarding to soul. So we should give up. And then Prabhu kahe iho bhajya aage kaha. And then Raya kahe gyan misha bhakti sabdasa. Yo. Sundar Gopal.
मम ज्ञानचिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So next, Sri Vaivamananda is putting forward another proposition, which is Gyan Mishra Bhakti, or Bhakti mixed with Gyan or knowledge. What knowledge in particular? Brahma Jiva Aikya Gyan. The idea that everything in this world, everything that exists is Brahma, and that we are also part of that Brahma. And to support this, he quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. One who reaches the stage of Brahma Bhuta, which is an exalted stage, much like the stage that Srila Shukadeva Goswami had at the beginning of his life. They're fully happy, fully blissful. Prasanna Atma. Na shochati na kanshati. They never lament. They never hanker for anything. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. All living entities they see equally, without discrimination. What color skin they are, what physical body they have, what kind of nature they have, they only see the soul present in all of the entities. Madhaktin labhate param. Such a person may, from that stage, attain bhakti for Sri Krishna. Mahaprabhu was not satisfied with this. And he said, eho bhaya, this is external. Why is this? Knowledge about our condition in this world and how to become free from the sufferings of this world does not actually relate to our eternal constitutional position. In this world, the living entity is caught in a web of suffering. He's caught in the repeated cycle of birth and death. And to become free from that is simply the cessation of misery. So Prasanna Atma does not in fact refer to the happiness that one achieves through bhakti to Sri Krishna. It is simply the natural joy that is achieved when the living entity is free somewhat from the pangs of misery that he experiences in this world. It doesn't, and the duality of this world, it has nothing really to do with the svarup of the jiva. Also, if you look at this verse, the last line, mad bhakti labhate param. This indicates clearly, labhate means to achieves or attains. In other words, a person who attains the level of Brahma Bhuta, they may then, if they're very fortunate, through association with a Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, attain their true position, which is that of bhakti to Sri Krishna. This indicates that there is something higher, and that what has been described in this verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, is simply external.
Anyone more something? You are Prayamananda, he discussed some of these topics. Gyan Mishra Bhakti. Gyan Mishra Bhakti means that there is the devotional service is mixed with the knowledge of empiric knowledge. That is called the Brahma Gyan. There Bhakti actually called the Brahma means the Gyan Mishra Bhakti. Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad and Srila Gurudev very nicely explained. See, there are three types of knowledge. First knowledge is tatpadarthajnan, tampadarthajnan, jiva brahma, aikyajnan. That is called that the tatpadartha means that that the tatpadarthajnan and that is called bhagavat tattva jnan. What is the brahma? These things also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavati tattva vidas tattvam jaj ganamadhyam. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavanti sabdati. Same Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has three features. That is called Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. But different, any of the vision, different persons, they are realization. They realize these things. Those are the Jnanis, they are thinking that is called Brahma. And those are the Yogis, they realize that is called Paramatma. But those are devotees. By the pursuing of the devotional service, they realize he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, the tattva-tattva-gyan, bhagavat-tattva-gyan, this is essential in the beginning in our spiritual life. And also, tampadarthajnan, that's called atma-tattva-gyan. That's what is the soul. These things also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mami vansa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanam. Jiva, that means that jiva, that is the entity, that is the part and parcel of the Lord. So, jiva tattva-gyan, tattva-gyan, and tampadarthajnan. Then, jiva brahma aikyajnan. Oneness with Brahma. Actually, this type of knowledge should be rejected. This type of knowledge is called that the impartial knowledge. That is called the Mayavad philosophy, speculative knowledge. Here, Prayaram, he quoted this verse. Je brahmabhuta prasanna atma na sachati na kankati sama sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti labhate param. Here the brahmabhuta, who is called brahmabhuta? What is the symptom of brahmabhuta? So Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also mentioned in this way. Je who is brahmabhuta prasanna, brahmabhuta, he has some qualification. Na sachati is not limited in this material things. No kankati, has no any material desires. Even his heart is completely free from all types of material desires. So, okay, Brahmabhuta prasanna, no kankati, so say, sama sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti labhate param. But he is one thing in his heart, he is thinking everything is Brahma. But, here he says, if that is the Brahma, that type of person, he also associates with my devotee. Then he will also give up his Brahma Jnan and then he will practice Shuddha Bhakti. So in this way, Dharamananda, he also discussed this Jnan's Mishra Bhakti should be also not the aim and object. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's aim and object, that is called the Jiva Sarupanu Bandhi. Prabhupada Parasrok Sadhya Nirna. What is the Sadhya and what is the Sadha? So in this regard, Jiva Sadhra and Sadhana. Then it's called the Sarupanandi Bandhi, then it's called Jiva's continuous nature to serve to Krishna. So Rayavananda, but in different angle, he also discussed in this way. So in this way, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad explained, if we going to give up all these things, Brahma Jnan, everything, then Rayavananda, he also approached another statement. That is called the Jnana Sunna Bhakti and completely free from all types of the speculative knowledge. That is what is called the Shuddha Bhakti. That time Radharan, he quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnane prayasane mudvatsa namanta evam jivanta samutavartam bhavadiyavartam sthane sita sudhitam kudumam jo prayasane.
We are Brahma Jnan, Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta means those who want mukti.
And especially they want to be immersed in Brahma. They are jnani. But jnani are two kinds. The jnani of Haridwar and Kashi. And the jnani of Vrindavan. In Haridwar and Kashi, they don't like Srimad Bhagavati then. They criticize. And they criticize also Vaishnava. So, he has rejected first. Oh, not that Brahmaputra. Those who are not making any offense to Vaishnava or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhakti, that a class of a Brahmabhu. And if they will have a very high class Vaishnava is Sriyosha. Like in Kashi, oh, Sannyasi Thakur, only for a moment, he saw a Vaishnava singing Hare Sri Krishna Chaitanya, rolling down, sweating and all simple. In a moment he was sent. So if in Vrindavan, anyone not criticizing Bhakti or Bhagavat or anything, then if at that time any good association of high class Vaishnava Devi, then Param Bhakti Devi, other like that. There is some charm, not always charm, but some charm. But Mahaprabhu rejected. Why? Mukti. Mukti is not our goal or no constitution, position, religion. No activity in Brahmagyan. No activity. If a Jnani Bhakta, that is fine. Bhisham Pitama, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, Prahlad Maharaj, they were Bhagavat Sattva Jnani. Always knowing affluence of Krishna. So they are not here told. So here Sai Jyavadi are told. But not if they are criticizing Vaishnava. Then they may have chance. And by chance they lavate bhakti param. They will. Still not. So Mahaprabhu rejected it. And then Prabhu kahe यो बात जो आगे कहा था, यो बात कहा। Then रामानंद राय told, राय कहे ज्ञान शून्य भक्ति सात भसा। क्यों?
ज्ञान अंजना शिवाकया चक्षुरं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। आपके See, Ramananda Roy had made different suggestions, last one being Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned this also, and Ramananda Roy then made a further suggestion. He said that pure devotional service devoid of empirical knowledge, this devotional service based on empirical knowledge, then there's some cause for the devotional service. But he said, devotional service devoid of empirical knowledge, not caused by impersonal knowledge, knowledge of the difference between matter and spirit. But then how? Jnane prayasam. Giving up all kind of knowledge, a long way away. Namanta eva. Jivanti sanmukaritam. Then, what is the positive engagement? That they're hearing discourses from pure devotee about the qualities, pastimes, holy names of the Lord. Stane stita. They should remain in their position. No need to renounce. If one is a householder, hearing from pure devotee, then no need to renounce his position. He can continue in the position, but simply hearing. Harikatha from pure Vaishnava. Then what is the result? That although Krishna is unconquerable, but by this activity he becomes conquered. This is the beautiful quality of Krishna. That although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Sarva Shaktiman, he has all potencies, he is capable of performing all activities. In a second he can create millions and millions of universes. In a second he can destroy millions of universes. The greatest demons in the world, like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that when he came, even the properties of earth, water, fire, air, he took over. He dismissed Vayu, dismissed the demigods, Varun, in charge of the properties of water, earth. Get out, no me. And he, by his own mystic potencies, he maintained the properties of the elements even. So powerful that he reversed the laws of karma. So if some demon was performing impious activities, he got pious results. And if Brahmana is performing yajna or pious activities, then he got hellish results. He's so powerful he could do. But when he was torturing Prahlad, and finally Nrisingadeva became so angry, he couldn't tolerate anymore. And when Hiranyakashipu challenged that he's in this pillar, then I'll kill him, and struck the pillar with his fist, then Hiranyakashipu came. Nrisingadeva came. Played with him for a little while. And then, in an instant, completely destroyed him. Completely. It's a great demon. Ravan also, so powerful demon. But, in the end, Ram, acting as a human being, they were fighting. It said that there was no comparison, just as there's no comparison to the ocean, or there's no comparison to the sun. So similarly, there's no comparison to the battle between Ravan and Ramchandra. And in the end, the demigod said, oh, don't forget you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't think you're an ordinary human being, to Ramchandra. Then Ram put his supreme weapon on his bone in an instant. Finished. Ravan. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's unconquerable. But he agrees to be conquered by his devotees. Just like when Prahlad came in front of Nrisingadeva. All the demigods. Nrisingadeva was roaring. Everyone was terrified. All the demigods were terrified. Everyone. And they pushed little Prahlad up. Nrisingadeva is sitting with his father's body, entrails, guts everywhere. He's put a garland of intestines around his neck. And this little boy comes. He's not frightened at all. He's got a garland. And he comes forward, offers obeisances, offers prayers to Nrisingadeva. Nrisingadeva immediately calms down. He puts his bloody paw on Prahlad's head. And he becomes calm. So this is Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala. This is a great qualification of Krishna. Although Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, he's neutral to all, but he's not neutral to his devotees. This is not a fault. So, Jnane Kriyasa, giving up all kinds of empiric knowledge. Giving up the knowledge that soul and Brahman is one. Giving up this empirical knowledge. But maintaining knowledge of the position of Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna is conquered. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not satisfied. Because those who remember that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jnani Bhakta, like Bhishmadev, like Prahlad Maharaj. When Nrisingadev appeared, he performed such a great effort, so much hard work, killing Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj never offered him any water, never offered him any food. He offered prayers. Because he's Bhagavan. He's Atmaram, Atmakam. What does he need? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So you should come forward, singer. Yes, come here.
So Gurudev has ordered me to continue the very nice explanation given of this verse by Shri Padmini Maharaj. There's two kinds of jnana that are supposed to become sunya or zero. One was already discussed by Sri Padmini Maharaj, and that is impersonal jnana or jiva brahma aikya jnana, the knowledge or rather misunderstanding, so-called knowledge, that the jiva, we, and the Supreme Lord are equal in all respects. Then there are two other kinds of knowledge that are also supposed to become sunya, and that is actually meant as the deep meaning by Lord Brahma. And this is explained in their commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Jiva Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur have explained that it's not only the speculative knowledge leading to impersonal realization that must be given up, but also two other kinds. These two other kinds of knowledge are good in the beginning of bhakti, but ultimately to realize real bhakti, that is Raghunuga bhakti, and then ultimately enter into Raghunuga bhakti and become a resident of Braj and engage in our constitutional form in Krishna's service in Vrindavan, then two other kinds of knowledge must be given up. One is called Tat Pradartha Jnana, and that is the knowledge that Sri Padmini Maharaj is discussing, and that is that Krishna is Sarva Shaktiman. He's the supreme controller of everything. He is the source of innumerable incarnations. He can create and destroy innumerable universes in a moment. He can create innumerable universes in a moment and at the next moment destroy them and the next moment create them. This knowledge also has to be given up if one wants to enter into Braj Bhakti and one wants to fully conquer the Lord. The other type of knowledge that has to be given up ultimately is called Tam Pradartha Jnana. And that was also discussed by Sri Padmini Maharaj. That is that I am an eternal servitor of the Lord. I am an insignificant, infinitesimal part and parcel of the Lord. I am very tiny, Anu, and the Lord is Bhigu. He is great. This knowledge, also called Aishwarya Jnana, creates a wall between the devotee and the Lord. So the deep meaning of this verse is that one should also give up that knowledge and enter into Madhurya Bhakti, the understanding, the highest understanding of the Lord, that he's not at all the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is merely the son of Nanda Maharaj, and he is the beloved of the gopis, particularly the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Otherwise, as long as we maintain Aishwarya Jnana Bhakti, which cannot be artificially given up, but as Lord Brahma states, can be gradually given up by remaining in one position within Varnashram, and at the same time hearing the sweet pastimes and qualities of the Lord from a Tatvajna Rasik Bhakta, that is one who is actually a Raghunuga Bhakta in the spiritual world, who is a personal associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and in this world plays the part of a Raghunuga Bhakta. Srila Gurudev explained when he discussed this verse previously, that Aishwarya and Madhurya can never exist at the same time together. As he's been discussing the pastimes of Rath Yatra, the gopis told Krishna, yes, you come to Vrindavan, but you have to give up the idea that I am the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. They, with their moods, they gave him his flute and peacock feather and told him, you have to say, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj. Why was Radharani and the gopis so sad at Kurukshetra? They could not spend the night in Ras Lila with Krishna because he was going to be with his queens. So Aishwarya and Madhurya never go hand in hand. Krishna can never say, I am the son of Nanda Baba in Dwarka. So one must ultimately give up that Aishwarya. Madhurya means even when there's Aishwarya, still one doesn't think that Krishna's God. Just like when Krishna was lifting Govardhan. Oh, first, when Krishna showed Arjuna his universal form, Arjuna said, oh, please excuse me. I've committed so many offenses to you. We've slept on the same bed, ate from the same plate. Now I realize you're the Lord, so please forgive me. This was a wall in his bhakti. But when Mother Yasoda... So when Mother Yasoda saw Krishna's universal form, she thought, oh, some ghost has probably taken over my son. And she and Nanda Maharaj purified him by giving him some cow dung and cow's urine from the tail of a black cow. So one has to give up the knowledge that Krishna is God and gradually cultivate Radhanuga Bhakti under the guidance of the pure devotees.
Here, importance is given on Harikatha. So, we should do pranam Sanishita. We should do pranam who is taking Harikatha. We should be Tatsvajnani and also Rasi Bhakta. So, we should do pranam to him. We should do pranam to the place where of Harikatha. We should do pranam to audience, those who are hearing. Without audience, a speaker cannot speak anything. So do pranam to them now. To Harikatha, you should do. Oh, very sweet Harikatha. Oh, he is speaking very good. Oh, this place is like more than Vaikuntha. And those who have managed, what? Organized. Oh, they should also, we should do pranam to them also. And then, if you are doing and hearing Harikatha with heart, then what it will be? Krishna Aji, but he will be conquered. He will be conquered by Harikatha. If anyone talking, if Nand Baba is sleeping in the lap of Mother Yasoda and she is giving milk to Krishna, and if anyone talking about Krishna and gopis, pastimes, then what Krishna will do? At once give up for mother and father and he will come to here, hunt the father. So this can conquer Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu told here Nandi, O Iho Har, Aage Kaha. Oh, that is okay. He begins, why? Harikatha, hearing. It is related to the consciousness of form religion. What I used to tell? Swarupani Bandi. It begins from here, by hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu became some happy. So, oh, Iho Har. But I want to hear more. Oh, you should do Krishna. One Krishna. Any kirtan you like? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.